Oh, that's right. We are right here on WCRS 98.5, 1450 AM. Before we get started, I want y'all to know we're running another contest on the Antique Vintager Emporium.com. Check out that big, big, really big blue topaz and give us a carat weight. See if you can guess the carat weight of that big blue topaz, and put your comment down, and you could win a Frank's Car Wash. We'll be giving away 3 car washes. It's going on right now. Be going on through the night, and tomorrow afternoon we'll pick out the 3 top winners. Don't hesitate. Do it today. You can also do it from our Facebook page, WCRS.AM Radio, and you also can see it on Instagram too. So there's a lot of ways to play. Make sure you check it out. Okay, we are here this afternoon. It is Meet Me at the Diner. You know who I am? It is me, Ann Eller. Yes. And with me this afternoon is Becky McIntosh with Healthy Learners. What a great program it is. It certainly helps a lot of children. We're getting ready to go back to school. It's important that our kids feel good, have enough to eat, take care of those issues that need to be taken care of. And that's where Healthy Learners comes in. We're going to talk about that with Becky today. We're also going to be talking about the big fundraiser they do every year, the Spelling Bee, the Healthy Learner Spelling Bee. So stay tuned. We're here. Becky, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's been a wonderful day.
Been a wonderful day?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Mine hasn't been that good. I will not go into details, but we are here now, and that's what matters.
Hopefully, it will be all better for this next hour.
That's right.
We'll have a good time and talk about kids and children and, well, kids are children.
Right.
And Healthy Learners and what we do for them.
Absolutely. Well, Healthy Learners is a program that's been around here in Greenwood for how many years now?
Over 10. They came to, actually 12 years. They came to Greenwood late 2005, 2007, in that time frame. And they had been in the state in the Columbia area, Richland and Lexington counties, for about 10 years. That's what originated through the Sisters of Charity. And then after very successful 10 years, they recognized, you know, we need to spread this out in the state. So they went 4 directions. And we are very fortunate that we have it in Greenwood, because this program really should be everywhere. Mm-hmm. But we're lucky to have it here, thanks to Sell Family Foundation looking for a program that focused on children's health. And we now have been in Greenwood since 2005.
And, you know, I think a lot of people think, well, there's all these different ways for children to get health care. What sets Healthy Learners apart?
The number one thing that sets us apart is we provide transportation in Healthy Learners vans driven by one of 2 Healthy Learners full-time staff members. The program manager drives is secondarily when we need 2 vans, and the other one is a student services coordinator. And there's a lot of families that cannot provide transportation because of several reasons. Both are working, and they have the types of jobs when you cannot leave to take your child to an eye appointment or a dental appointment or whatever. Or it could be that there's a single parent without transportation. Whatever the reasons are, we don't get into knowing what they are. We just know that that child needs transportation and they need it now. And we provide that transportation since there is no public transportation in Greenwood. So it's that really sets us apart.
And you actually go, you, not you, but the Healthy Learners goes in and gets the children out of school and takes them to their appointment. The person that does the driving and everything is there with the child and then takes them back to school.
That's exactly right. And when I retired from Piedmont Tech after a wonderful 31-year career at Piedmont Tech, I wanted to do something different. And I heard about Healthy Learners and I thought, oh, that's phenomenal. That's such a great system. I want to be a volunteer driver. Well, I learned I couldn't be a volunteer driver because not just anybody can pick up a child. It has to be one of the 2 full-time staff members. And, of course, with the parent's signature, approval. So we work directly with school nurses. When a school nurse gives a call to the Healthy Learners office, that starts in motion a process to get an appointment for what that child needs, and then to pick up that child at the school. The school nurse is there to meet the driver. Well, it's either Elaine or Alice, you know, the program manager or the student support coordinator, and take them to wherever they need to go. And as you just described perfectly, wait with them, get the paperwork, bring that back to the school nurse.
Sure.
Very efficient and very lean. And that is what we do. We don't do a lot of other things. Greenwood has a wonderful support system for children and families, but Healthy Learners focuses specifically on that process.
Now, what type of things would they be likely to be taking them to the doctors for, and what type of doctors?
Sure. The last 3 years, the highest priority has been, highest need is dental care. So pick them up and take them to a dental office and wait with them there. Sometimes they're able to get two appointments or possibly even three at one time, but depending on the scheduling and what the need is. But that's the greatest need right now. Second is vision care. Thanks to the Lions Club, get a shout out to them because they do a wonderful vision screening in all the public schools in Greenwood. And every child, you know, preschool up through high school, get a screening, but it is just a screening. And then every child can go through this process, takes about a week to do a school. And then that information is sent home to the parents. And the school nurse cannot mandate that they do something. That information is provided. So what that happened then was more children were identified as needing further assessment. Mm-hmm. So we have also had an increase in vision care and have purchased more glasses in the last several years than we had prior. So that's
I think one of the things that was, speaking of the Lions Club, is that machine that
yes.
The child does not have to read a chart per se.
Right.
It automatically tests yes. The eyes. They can even test the eyes of babies.
Yes, it's
with
it's
this
amazing.
Machine.
It's,
yeah.
It's called the SPOT program, and I'm sure that's an acronym for something. But I've been over twice. I've watched them in the elementary schools. And the children are all lined up in the hallway, just like they're going to lunch or something, and then they go into this room where there's a couple of women with this, it looks like a big camera, an old-fashioned mm-hmm. camera, mm-hmm. and they're not afraid. They know what they're going to do. They walk up, and they look in it like that. It's done, and it's it, the assessment, and then they go on to the next child.
Right.
So it's a really progressive system, and I'm so grateful to the Lions Club for doing that.
Yeah, it was a very expensive machine
to
purchase, but now they use it in all the schools, so it is great. You know, and when we talk about kids and the name Healthy Learners, it really has to do with the fact is we can't expect our children to learn if they can't see, number one, if they can't eat because their teeth or whatever are bothering
right.
them. Or they just don't want to interact with other kids because they're afraid of their mouth.
That's right. And I can tell you stories, and one of the stories I'll tell you right now, and I can identify him by name because he was willing to have a story written about him in one of our, we have a quarterly newsletter in Healthy Learners. His name is Winslow, and he was in high school, and in his junior year, he had a toothache that just got worse and worse, and it had for several months, but it got to... It would bother him after lunch more than any other time of the day, and then he would get some serious headaches, I mean extreme headaches. So the school nurse made the referral to Healthy Learners, and of course they got him an appointment right away. And he had some serious issues with his teeth, but they were able to help him, to work with him, to get everything taken care of. A lot of people don't have dental insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And so this young man in his junior year, his grades were slipping because he literally could not concentrate. When you've got a severe headache, and I say severe, I don't know, it lasted, you know, for a long time. Then he was able to focus back on his school. His senior year was much, much better. He graduated, and then he went on to Piedmont Tech. And took one of their programs and now was working at one of our local companies. And it's just one of those stories that if we hadn't been there, he might not have gotten the dental care he needed. He might not have graduated from high school.
Sure.
So I see Healthy Learners as, and especially having worked at Piedmont Tech for so many years, it's just like a stepping stone. If children are successful in first grade, and then they're successful in fourth grade or sixth grade, and all the way through the line, they can graduate. And we've got the Greenwood Promise. Mm-hmm. There is just absolutely no reason why a child in Greenwood cannot be successful in school with healthy. If our mission is to remove children's health barriers to learning. If there is a health barrier that's a reason a child cannot be successful, then we will do whatever we can to remove that health barrier.
Well, I think it is definitely a terrific program. It definitely helps children. And because of that, how do we pay for all this stuff that has to happen?
Well, that's a good question. And we have some tremendous support because the Self Family Foundation brought the program to Greenwood initially back in 2005. They have continued to be supportive every year through a grant. We apply for a grant with Self Family Foundation. Also, Self Regional Healthcare has been involved with Healthy Learners since the beginning. It's been a wonderful relationship with them, and they allow us to submit a grant each year, and they have repeatedly supported that grant because the children are seeing the doctor when they need to and not in an emergency room on a weekend or late at night. They're getting to see doctors when, you know, they can get away from school and get to an appointment and see a doctor. And so they're very supportive of Healthy Learners.
Absolutely. So you've got Self Regional Healthcare Grant, the Self Family Foundation. You get also some money, I believe, from United Way.
We do. We are a partner with United Way, and we are happy to be a partner with United Way. It's a great organization. Greenwood County Community Foundation. We write a grant for that. And, of course, that's a smaller amount, but they spread their money around the community, which is wonderful. So we are covered, I think, with those types of programs in Greenwood that are giving where they see a real need and that we're performing something that is really needed. We also get donations from family foundations. We get donations from some of the churches in Greenwood, mm-hmm. whether it be a quarterly gift or a monthly gift or an annual gift. There's mm-hmm. some that actually have us in the budget as a local ministry and mission. But just individual donors every year will write a check to us, and that's just wonderful.
It is wonderful. Yep. And, of course, that's what it's all about, is helping the kids. Now, do you have any idea how many children, like, for example, were helped last year?
Last year, 249, and that was with 1,043 services. So each child, now some may only have had one or two, but some have four or five. They have repeat dental appointments, or we find out they've never had their eyes, you know, a full assessment, and they need it, or they have siblings that need to, of course, that would be another count. But it's grown about 10% each of the 3 years that I've been working with Healthy Learners. Not that I've done anything. I mean, the numbers, they're seeing more and more students.
Sure. But also, now, don't some of the doctors in the offices that you work with, don't they contribute?
They do. There are 24 partner providers. They sign an agreement each year mm-hmm. with Healthy Learners that they are available. The best thing is you get an appointment right away. It's not like, you know, 3-4 weeks later. And that's because these doctors are busy. But they, with Healthy Learners, it's, I guess they have a priority. Maybe they save some appointments. I don't know how that all works, but we get in. When Elaine contacts them, we get appointments, and they know the child's going to show up.
Right.
You know, there's no problem with no-shows.
Right.
Because we take them and yeah. bring them back.
Absolutely. So it's really a big team that makes this happen.
Yes, yes. And it's so efficient. You know, having been at Piedmont Tech for all the years that I was, Piedmont Tech is one of our values was always to be lean, to reduce waste. And mm-hmm. time, you know, is something that we don't want to waste. So, and when I looked at this program, I thought it's just such a lean, smart program. And we don't get involved in a lot of other things. One of the few things we got involved with was the Coats for Kids. Primarily, all our part was to deliver the coats to the schools, mm-hmm. since we're going to the schools.
Right.
And we have a group of volunteers called the Friends of Healthy Learners, and that's one of the things that we did. But other than that, the focus is straightforward, and that's what we do, and we do it very well.
Now, you work with children of from kindergarten through high school?
We do. We do. The highest percentage of our students come from the elementary schools. And then second would be the middle schools, and not so many from the high schools. But there are some, like Winslow. And let me tell you a story, a new story that I hadn't heard before, although it wasn't recent, of a little girl in first grade. And she might have actually been in preschool. When I say preschool, I mean the early education center. But she was wiggling all the time. She wouldn't sit still, which was an annoyance to the class. And the teacher tried to get her to settle down. But she wasn't always that way. But a lot of times she was wiggly. So referred her to the school nurse. Or the school nurse was working with her. And when... I know you can't see this on the radio, but when the school nurse asked her about what was going on, she lifted up her shirt, and the nurse said she saw the worst case of eczema, or eczema if you're from Minnesota, but whatever, eczema in her life. She said
goodness.
It was horrible. It was all over the child's belly. And no wonder she couldn't sit still. If you've ever had that, it itches tremendously. So, of course, she called Healthy Learners. The mother, when she contacted the mother, of course, that's the first call, said she knows, she's been to a doctor, gotten creams, it would go away, comes back, had been back to the doctor, and now she couldn't go back to the doctor because she owed money, she didn't have any money to pay that bill, much less get another one. So Healthy Learners, of course, jumped in, got her to the doctor, and got her the help, and also learned that she was allergic to nickel. And nickel is often in that little round snap on a child's trousers.
Oh, wow.
So while it might have been cured and her mother took her and did what
right.
she needed to do, it would come back. So they were able to provide what she needed, you know, to avoid. Anyway, it was just one of those things that the poor child was, I can't imagine.
Right.
You know, I can't imagine having to endure that. So that's just one of the unusual stories.
Well, you know, and in today's world, quite often we can find the root cause of things. And of course, in medicine, finding the root cause of something can stop the problem, solve the problem.
Yes.
And in this case, you know, just by avoiding nickel,
yes.
she won't have that problem anymore.
Yeah. And she's fine now. After that, you know, everything worked out well. And it was just a huge problem up until that point, so... We're happy that we can do those things.
Absolutely. Well, it is terrific that Healthy Learners is here in our community. Now, Healthy Learners is not all over the state.
No. It started in the Columbia area. So there's two counties there and then four other counties. Allendale to the south, Dillon to the north, Greenwood, and then Georgetown. So we're just very, very fortunate to have it here. Sometimes
that was the Heidels, really, was his
John Heidel. John Heidel.
His relationship sisters to Providence down there before he came here had a relationship, and that's where it all kind of, I think, came together.
Because he was the CEO of Providence Hospital, and that they started the program with the Sisters of Charity when Self Family Foundation was looking for an initiative or a program. He had, by that time, come to Self Regional.
Exactly.
So it just was really fortunate. The stars lined up, or you could look at it however you want to say that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, it is coming up on 4:30. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. Hello, Gracie. And we will be right back. So don't you go away. We're here with Becky McIntosh. Becky is talking about Healthy Learners. She works with them. And we're going to be talking about the Adult Spelling Bee coming up in September. I know it's a while away, but if you are interested, you're going to want to sign up right away. Hey, that's going to be it. We'll be back after the news. The antique vintager has arrived in Greenwood. He's been in Greenwood, but he's been incognito. Now unveiled for the very first time, the Antique Vintager, our one and only Jeff Eller, is debuting on the national stage with his podcast. Shouldn't you be one of the first to come in and see him and see what you have with What's It Worth? Can you sell it? Do you want to sell it? And should you sell it? Only the Antique Vintager can tell you such things. So come and see us at 637 Durst Avenue East. Call first for your appointment. 864-229-6613. The Antique Vintager, Jeff Eller, is in the building. Oh, that's right. We're right back here this afternoon. I highly recommend you check out the Antique Vintager Emporium right there on Facebook so that you can put your guess in as to how big that stone is. It's a big blue topaz. People are guessing. I think we've already had in just an hour and a half about 513 views. People trying to make up their minds as to what their guess will be. We're going to run it till tomorrow afternoon. And yes, three people will win free Frank's Car Washes. Deluxe Car Wash is an $18 value. So check it out. Make your best guess. Woo! Fun. All right. But this afternoon we are here with Becky McIntosh talking about healthy learners. And of course, coming up this fall will be, it's the fourth one, isn't it?
It is.
The fourth Adult Spelling Bee fundraiser. Now, you may say an adult spelling bee, if you're not familiar with this, why would somebody do an adult spelling bee? Because it's fun, it's fast paced, and it makes money for healthy learners, right?
That's it. Certainly does. It does that. It's very competitive. And most people, when I first started talking, and still today, but for the last 4 years talking about this, they say, I don't want to get up and stand in front of, you know, embarrass myself and spell a word
well,
wrong.
Well, we put our kids through is okay, but yeah, not but for adults. What's the deal here, folks?
Nobody has to do that. And it's everything is done as a team. So it's really a team spelling bee contest.
Yes.
And it all happens in 2 hours. That's another misconception. Well, this thing must go on all night. There's 60 teams. Oh, my gosh. No, 2 hours. We've done three of these programs in the last 3 years, and each one lasts 2 hours because of the process. But I do want
Well, I do think you make it very efficient, and you keep it moving all the time.
We do. It moves right along. We have four teams. Well, two teams on a table, and we have like 30 tables. We're going to have 60 teams all on the gym floor at Emerald. There is a judge standing beside every team. So you count up how many people are just on the gym floor, 240, 260 people on the gym floor. And they work as a team. And we start at 6:30, and we finish by 8:30. And it's a lot of fun. And the teams have gotten very competitive. And the teams that were here the first year, and they're definitely coming back every year. And they have a good time because there's two teams at each table. Now, they do not commit, you know, talk to each other. This team is here and this team is here, and they're huddled over how they think to spell the word, because they get about 15 seconds to collaborate in the first two rounds that are easy and intermediate. But then in the difficult round and the challenge round, they get 30 seconds to deliberate and decide how to spell this word, and then
now,
they spell
it. Now, people practice for this? I mean, how do people get prepared to be in an adult spelling bee?
You know, I think I didn't realize that, yes, you're right, there are some people practicing. 2 years ago, a contestant told me, or a team member, that we had the word flibberty gibbet. Have you ever heard of that word?
Yes.
I had never heard of that word, but that, you know, that was one of the words we had. I don't pick the words, but we have a wonderful team of volunteers who do. And she told me later on that she was having a cup of coffee about a week before the spelling bee and just looking through spelling contest words and saw that word. And that's how she knew how to spell it. So I thought, really? I didn't know that people really prepared for this spelling bee. The first year, we actually had a couple of people contact me and said, when do we get to see the list? I said, whoa, nobody gets to see the list. You have no idea what the words are going to be. You just have to be prepared and hope that one of the four of you knows how to spell that word.
You know, in today's world, spelling has become much more difficult. I think when we were growing up, we had to learn how to spell, and there wasn't spell check and all right. this good stuff. But now when I go to spell a word and spell check says I'm wrong, and then I look at their recommendations and it's not the word I'm looking for, I really have to sit there and figure out how to spell it moderately close so that spell check will pick it up.
Yes. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And of course, there are no cell phones allowed during the spelling bee because, you know, this is all fun. It's for a good cause, but it's fun.
You can't have a dictionary or anything.
No books, no books, no cell phones. No, not at all.
Wow. So you have 60 teams now. How exactly does this work?
Okay. First, I want to give a shout out to our group of volunteers. We have a group called the Friends of Healthy Learners. They are retired school teachers, some are still working part-time. We have nurses. We have just community volunteers, mm-hmm. just a variety of volunteers, and about 20 that are very active. And George Nolan was one of our volunteers back in the first year that we had the spelling bee. He was the first master judge. That person sits on the floor just in case there's any concern between a judge and a team, which is rarely ever happens. But George was with us, and we lost George to a skiing accident 3 years ago, and that's who our spelling bee is in memory of. Mm-hmm. And we are so pleased to be able to keep his memory alive through this spelling bee. And the family in Greenwood, known as the Still family, or the Still girls, mother and two daughters, Jean Still and Patty and Lisa Still, they developed a legacy sponsorship for the Spelling Bee, a nice donation over 3 years that named the Spelling Bee for George Nolan. And that's really special. He was a very special person. You listeners out there that knew George, I know... have a hole in your heart when in a skiing accident, and he died in a skiing accident. But he's a very special person. So he is who we're putting the spelling bee in memory of, and we're going to continue to do that for 2 more years because of wonderful legacy gifts made in his memory. So the event starts with Shell Dula on stage with a whistle. Senator Floyd Nicholson is our MC for the night. He loves healthy learners. And then we have two enunciators, Lisa Smith and Monique Sakay Bagwell. Now, if you picture this, all these people on the floor. Monique will say the word, the origin, and define the definition for the word and use it in a sentence. And then Shell Dula blows the whistle. It's like, okay, you got 15 seconds to collaborate. Now then, talk. And then he blows the whistle again. And pencils down because they can practice. Everybody's practicing writing these words. And then they write it out. If they get it right, no problem. Because she reads the spelling, you know, she spells the word out loud, the enunciator. Well, then, if they have the word wrong, a red flag goes up. So every judge has this red flag that they're waving. Well, the team can either leave the floor, sad, have to leave so soon, or they can buy the word for $20. And that's where it gets exciting. So they don't have to find $20 right then. They just sign their name to a piece of paper, you know,
like an IOU.
Yeah, we've got about 20. It is. We got about 25 lines on that sheet.
All right, 25 times 20. That's pretty interesting.
I tell you what, at the spelling bee itself last year, we made over $7,000.
For mistakes?
Mistakes. Well, and some donations. There were some people that brought a check for $200 to pay for their buybacks. They're called the buyback bucks. But they maybe only missed 6 words. That would be $120. And then the rest they just give to us.
That's great.
So it is. And what happens is so the people aren't leaving because nobody wants to leave. They want to keep playing. So they just keep buying back. So that's where it gets competitive. And I'm up on stage and I'm watching all these red flags go up. I'm going, yay, yay, ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. We're making money for healthy learners. And you hear the, when people hear how something's spelled. Or the yay, and people are clapping and high-fiving because they got it right. So it's just a fun event. But then, boy, when that whistle blown. When Cheryl Doolittle blows that whistle, it's like silence. Everybody be quiet. And they are. It's kind of like golf. Mm-hmm. There's a respect for golf. Well, right. In the spelling bee, you have to have it quiet. So the people in the back of the gym, just like the people in the front row, can hear that word, how it's enunciated, and then try to spell it.
Exactly.
A lot of fun.
That sounds very cool. Okay. Now, if are the teams already filled? I know you have a lot of people that come back every year. Do you still have any teams available, places?
We do. Well, we never know for sure until last year we actually were bringing in teams like 2 days before the event. This year we've set September 15th as a deadline to make sure that we are ready with tables and chairs and setup and everything. And we have to make the decision of who's where on the floor. Every school in District 50 has a team. Dr. Daryl Johnson is a strong proponent of healthy learners, as you can imagine, because he knows what good things we do for the children in school. So every school has a team. And then I'll rattle off a bunch of names here. For example, Pediatric Dentistry, they're one of our partner providers, Ballantyne Ford, Rehabilitation Hospital, County Bank, South State Bank, Stony Point. They won it last year. Sports Break, Ascend is our biggest sponsor. They're our $2,500 gold premier sponsor. We appreciate Ascend Performance Materials so much. But the list goes on and on. Several churches, First Pres, First Baptist, Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church, Main Street Methodist, Tranquil Methodist, St. Mark, Greenwood ARP Church. I mean, we have just a lot of church support. The colleges are both involved, Piedmont Tech and Lander. Some new teams that came in last year, Davis and Floyd, Capsigel, Red Seal Measurement, Celebration of Women's Ministries. It's across the board. United Way has been a team. They're coming back. New this year, I'm so excited, new is going to be Colgate-Palmolive are going to be joining us for the first time. Jackson Perkins / Park Seed are going to be joining us. Rock Presbyterian Church. So we're continuing to bring in. The word spreads because everybody that's in that room learns about healthy learners. Mm-hmm. And many have never heard of it before. And they're saying, this is a great event. It's a lot of fun. It costs $200 for a team. So, all right, everybody's got, you know, companies and businesses. You can come up with $200 to participate. But then we raise money through the buybacks, mm-hmm. and we have tremendous sponsors. So that the event really clicks along. Now, the big thing is that the fourth round is the challenge round, and you cannot buy words.
So, you can't buy words in the fourth round because you got to be able to wind this show up, right?
If we didn't do that, we'd still be playing.
Right.
But that's what winds everything up. So that by 8:30, we're down to our three finalists.
So, and I guess the words get progressively harder.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's words in that fourth round that are people just shaking their heads. But between the four people, I tell you what, they come up with, you know, well, that's why we keep playing. You know, we keep going.
Now, do you lose some of the teams along the way?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I mean, at some point, teams start dropping out.
Yep. We've had teams. Last year, only one team actually left during round one.
Okay.
And the round one is a little easy. It's easy. We want people to have a good time and spell right. But then round two is intermediate. A few more come out. Round three is difficult. And then it also just depends on how deep their pockets are. You know, some come and say, well, we'll each pay for one, $20, and then we'll go. It just depends. Yeah. So it is fun. But the last round, oh, my goodness. Now, we have a checkout system. Every team captain has to go to the checkout table and pay their losses they have to pay before they leave. That's very, very important.
Now, question, how much money did it raise last year?
$39,000.
Unbelievable.
Woo! Yes.
And I remember you were on last year. You know, you didn't anticipate that much money out of that last year.
We did not.
No, that's true. So you must have had some deep pockets.
Well, we did. And I tell you, we had a lot of friends of George Nolan that contributed to it, that learned about the spelling bee, and that was a tremendous help. George loved children, and he loved the values and the purpose of healthy learners, and he knows people all over, lived up north for a while. So we have a new group of people that are interested in what we're doing, and joining the opportunity for George's legacy.
That's pretty awesome. Well, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be back. We are here with Becky McIntosh with Friends of Healthy Learners. Don't you go away. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood today.
Oh, that's right. We are right here at 637 Durst Avenue. Yes, it's WCRS talking about an important program coming up, an important program to the schools and to the kids in the schools. You know, we have found out so much about what it takes to make children learn. They have to have food. They have to have all these basic things. And yet, if they've got a problem that's not identified, it's just like, I think I was in the fourth grade or something, and they did an eye test, and I couldn't see the board, and I was just totally amazed. So was my mother, you know.
You thought everybody else saw the way you saw.
Exactly.
You didn't know that you didn't see what they saw.
Exactly. That's... And, of course, after that, we went to the eye doctor, and I ended up with glasses, and it was summertime, and this was back in the old days where they had to do the prescription, and then they mailed it to you. And we got it, and it was during the summer, and I put my glasses on, and I looked across the commons. This was up north, the commons there where the church was and all the green grass, and I said, "Oh, my God, it's beautiful." And my mother says, "Now, Anne, you know you don't need to take your glasses to camp." And I said, "Oh, yes, I do."
Of course you do.
Right.
You want to see everything.
Right, exactly. So when we talk about things that are keeping kids from being able to learn, whether it's tooth problems or itchies or all these type of things that happen, we need to be able to take care of them so they can learn, because today the world is so competitive. They've got to get that good start when they start, and healthy learners is part of the puzzle that makes it so our kids can learn. So if you're looking for a good charity to support, this is definitely a good one, Healthy Learners. Now, if somebody says, where can I get information about the spelling bee, or where can I get information, more information about Healthy Learners, Becky, what can they do?
Call me at 993-6501.
Okay, 993-6501. You can call if you'd like to be involved in the program, helping with volunteering, helping all this kind of stuff. They certainly would love to have your help. If you'd like to have a team, how many spaces roughly do you know you have available at this moment?
Well, we're assuming that 98% of the teams we had last year will come back, and we're adding six new teams. So, you know, it's between five and six.
Okay.
We've got three new ones that say they're coming. I haven't seen them yet. I believe that they will. I mentioned Colgate and a couple others.
We're putting them on the spot. Colgate, Palmolive, Jackson Perkins, Parkseed, Rock Presbyterian. We're putting them on the spot. They better be there. They've just been announced on the radio. Right,
how about
Becky?
That? And we're excited that they have chosen to be involved. And I think there's more out there that want to be involved. I want to also thank the restaurants that are involved, because, like, what do you win when you win the spelling bee?
Right.
Our Lady of Lords won it the first year. Wareshoals School District the second year. Bermuda's at Stony Point the third year. They don't get a big cash prize. They get a big trophy for 1 year and bragging rights. And then each member of that team gets a gift card to a restaurant in Greenwood that they can go out and enjoy a nice meal. And so we appreciate the restaurants donating those for this event, because it's all we spend $279 we spent last year. That's it for this event. Because everything, you know, the school district lets us use the space. The rental center provides the tables and chairs. We get wonderful advertising from you and other media in Greenwood. that help us promote it. And then the sponsors like Ascend and Ballantyne Ford is a sponsor, and Links of Stony Point, and Don and Cindy Scott, Self Regional Healthcare. These are donors, Rush Heating and Cooling, Davison Floyd, that realize the value of our program. They realize this is focusing on children's health, and they step up and offer sponsorships of this program.
Absolutely.
So those are available.
Absolutely. So if you, now, how many members are on a team?
Four.
So you need to put together four people to be able to be the spellers if you decide to do a team.
That's right. And you don't have to tell us the names of those four people in order to register your team. We have lots of teams that are already registered that aren't sure exactly who's going to be on their team yet, but sure, they know they're going to have a team. So sure, I would say if you're planning a team, you want to have a team, 993-6501, and I will email you the form.
Form to fill out.
Yes.
You know, you are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Okay, so we've talked about it. It is September 25th at Emerald High School Gym, 6:30 to 8:30. Now, not only do you have the spelling bee going on, but you have the people can sit in the stands and enjoy this event.
Oh, absolutely. Right. I get a kick out of some of the people in the stands because their team down there, all of a sudden, when somebody's waving their arm like, we want some more buybacks, and they'll run up there and get some cash and come back and put in their pocket. It's just fun. There's a lot of supporters in the gym. And
does it cost anything to go and watch?
No, it's free admission. We think that's part of the joy of having the team is to have some supporters in the audience. There is a large screen that runs throughout the entire event, giving acknowledgement to our wonderful sponsors. That's important. And there's a program that covers all the information. When they get there that night, they'll know who's sitting where. So, and there's signs on each table and team so they can find out, you know, okay, Red Seal measurement is here. Where are they? So, you know, this is all to help you know what's going on and have a good time.
And isn't there food available at the event?
There is. The school nurses, the Greenwood school nurses get together and run the concession stand. And that food is donated. So when you pay for a sandwich, you know, $2 or whatever it is, that goes straight to Healthy Learners.
Okay. So you can come out, you can have a little dinner there, enjoy the evening, and do something different. And I think with all the events, all the things that are going on, you know, it's nice to have one that's a little different.
This one is different. And I see parents coming with their children because mom or dad are on the team.
Right.
So it's not only come to support where you work or support the school your kids attend. I'm here because my mom's down there on that team or my dad's on that team.
Sure.
And they have a good time.
That's right. So put that on the calendar, September 25th, 6:30 to 8:30 there at the Emerald High School Gym. If you are thinking, wow, what a great way to support a program that helps our students, it certainly is. It's Healthy Learners. And if you'd like information, give Becky a call, 993-6501. That's 993-6501. Get involved. Help out. You'll be glad you did. And if nothing else, be there on Tuesday, September 25th to support all the teams and help raise money for Healthy Learners. Becky McIntosh, thanks so much for coming out today.
Thank you for letting me be here. I love to talk about Healthy Learners and about the spelling bee. And we do have a website, healthylearners.com.
HealthyLearners.com. Check it out. You have been listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood, 98.5 and 1450 AM. Chad, make sure you tune in. I'll be back tomorrow morning. We had a little snafu going, so that's why we weren't on the air this morning. Although the station was, I wasn't. I'll be back tomorrow morning. Bye-bye, everybody.